It's All Things Considered on WIOL. I'm Jeff Bossert. I'm joined today in the studio by Nyla Boodoo, the host of our new program, The 21st. Tell us why you're joining us this afternoon.
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Doing well.
Thanks for having me here. We are going to be on the air with The 21st Daily from March 14th, and we'll be on an hour-long talk show at 11 a.m. weekdays. Up until that point, up until March 14th, I'm going to be on the airwaves a little bit, and we thought we'd start today with an interview that I did. I sat down with Interim Chancellor Barbara Wilson today, and I started by talking to her about a number of high-profile faculty members that have announced they're leaving the University of Illinois. Earlier, John Rogers leaving most time, and then most recently today, Arthur and Lori Kramer. Arthur Kramer, of course, head of the Beckman Institute. Lori Kramer, dean of the College of Aces. And while none of them blame the state budget standoff for leaving, I think you could argue the moves were certainly being seen through that lens. So I started by asking her what the campus is doing to reassure faculty and other top staff that their work isn't in jeopardy.
Well, we're sending out messages, we're talking to faculty and trying to encourage them to hang in with us and not to panic. But the bottom line is the state budget isn't helping us. This is a really stressful time for the university. It would be very helpful if we could get past this stalemate, if you will. I think that a lot of our faculty are anxious, and the uncertainty is what's really difficult. But there, so far, I would say we've had a lot of efforts to recruit our faculty, and we're doing a pretty good job of retaining them. But we can't go on forever under this kind of uncertainty.
And are you seeing, particularly with recruiting, is this something that you're hearing from people that you're recruiting?
I haven't heard much about that affecting recruitment at this point in time. I think, especially if you're recruiting an assistant professor, they're often not thinking about the long term. They may not even be focused as much on the budgetary issues. They want a job, frankly, and they want a job at a great university. So I haven't heard a lot about that. I think it's if this goes on much longer, it will be difficult to recruit senior faculty, particularly, who tend to pay more attention to those kinds of issues. But at this point, I haven't heard much about that from our deans or our department heads.
And when you say much longer, the difficult thing, of course, is that we don't have a time frame on this. We have next month approaching a budget where we don't know what the governor's going to say. You know, there's talk that this may not be resolved until after the November election. If this is something that theoretically wasn't resolved until next November, would that be too long in your time frame?
I think it would be devastating for us. You know, every month goes by and we're spending money we don't have earmarked for the kinds of things that we're having to spend money on. We've got a very big and robust budget, but a lot of it is in categories that we have to spend on deferred maintenance, on a variety of other things, and we're having to pull those kinds of priorities and spend it on everyday kinds of costs. And we can't go on forever under this kind of uncertainty and stress.
Chancellor Barbara Wilson, thanks so much for being with us.
Sure. Thank you.
That was Illinois Public Media's Nyla Boodoo, the host of The 21st. She spoke with U of I Interim Urbana Chancellor Barbara Wilson. Tune in tomorrow on Morning Edition to hear more of this conversation, where the two will discuss diversity on the U of I campus.